I'm joined by Belfast Trojans head coach Mark McGrath after their superb victory over the Dublin Rebels. Mark, how did that game go from you? How do you think that game went?
It went very well. Obviously, we came into this game sitting at 3-2. We needed the win. We're in a very competitive division, and we knew we were up for a big game. The Rebels are always very, very tough to beat. We had our game plan. Minimal mistakes, execute our plays, and it paid off for us in the day. Very happy.
Superb day for, is it
Jonathan Seary. Jonathan Seary.
Yeah, three touchdowns in the game, two very long runs.
The guy's an athlete. Yeah, what can you say? I mean, we're very fortunate to have him, and all the teams know about him now, but you got a guy like that, it's just very, very hard to stop. He's an extreme athlete.
To run for 80 yards was some achievement to go straight to the house, especially with the Rebels, and they were coming back at every occasion.
The Rebels came straight back after that, so that's what I mean. When you've got a championship side like them, you're never far enough ahead with any time left in the clock. Yes. All they need to be is within six with 30 seconds to go, and that they proved that. They came straight back into the game for a nice nervy finish, you know, play to the crowd.
Of course, yeah, they had a couple of chances themselves, both ends to kind of pick you off, and also had a couple of touchdowns that they could have got, weren't too far away. Could have been a lot tighter really at the end.
You know what, I don't know if it could have been much tighter, but I'm more than happy with them almost getting those. But Ryan Cook had a very good, he picked us off in the start. We had a lot of problems with him over the last few years. He's a very good player. Obviously, we've been in our rebuild year last year. We were kind of hoping a lot of our younger players were going to start coming right for us this year. Our defense has had some problems at the start of the year with being so young, but they're getting better every game. And to be able to hold them to the scoreline we did, especially on our DBs with Dennehy at the helm. And I'm not sure what their number four is called, but he's a weapon as well. He's going to do very well.
They were down a few numbers a bit today. You have plenty of players on your sideline today, so it was good.
As I said, we're kind of on a wee bit of a down, but we've worked very hard in the recruitment to get the rebuild. We're aware that numbers matter in a sport like this, with the high contact, the collisions, the injuries that picked up through the year. You know, we had a couple of boys starters went out with hamstring injuries and ankle injuries. Next guy had to step up and get the job done, and now we've got a wee bit of depth. I'm hoping we can build and move forward.
And yeah, that's moved you on out to 4-2. So
four and two. I'm not sure how the Knights have done yet. I would think they would probably take Limerick.
They were leading at half time. They were 21 up, I think.
We're still chasing. So it's going to come down for that second place spot. I'm hoping going to come down to that last big game Saturday, the 7th of July, over at Cook.
Be a great game.
Yeah, are you coming to watch? Yeah,
well, I don't know if I'll be back up here, but it's a long journey for me. But no, never. Listen, thanks very much.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.